20-state AG's file brief supporting LGBT groups' suit against transgender military ban. 20 state attorneys general have filed an amicus brief in support of a lawsuit to block the Trump administration's ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. The attorneys general said the ban is unconstitutional and harms national security. They allege President Donald Trump's order violates the Fifth Amendment because it deprives transgender service members of their livelihood without due process of law. In their brief, the attorneys general stated the ban would harm the readiness of the National Guard to respond to natural disasters, hinder recruitment efforts, and undermine their state government's non-discrimination policies toward LGBT people. They also allege that a president is limited by federal law from certain actions affecting the composition of a state's National Guard. The attorneys general stated that military readiness and national security benefit from the service of transgender individuals. The Amici states said their own experience, the distinguished service records of transgender individuals who have served and are serving, and the opinions of major medical organizations, such as the American Psychiatric Association and the American Psychological Association, justified their support for the lawsuit. Trump's executive order stated the purpose of the change is to ensure the readiness, effectiveness, and warrior ethos that makes the American military the world's most lethal and effective fighting force. It is the policy of the United States government to establish high standards for troop readiness, lethality, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity, the January 27th order stated. According to the order, the pursuit of the above standards cannot be diluted to accommodate political agendas or other ideologies harmful to unit cohesion. The expression of a false gender identity divergent from an individual's sex cannot satisfy the rigorous standards. The order stated that the need of transgender individuals for ongoing medical, surgical, and mental health care is also inconsistent with the military's stated standards and objectives for active duty readiness. The executive order also put an end to what it called invented and identification-based pronoun usage that inaccurately reflects an individual's sex. Adoption of a gender identity inconsistent with an individual's sex conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life, it stated. The order also requires stricter separation between male and female service members in sleeping, changing clothes, and bathing. The amicus brief cited studies that indicated that, as of 2020, about 8,000 transgender individuals were actively serving in the military, and nearly that many were in the National Guard. A 2014 study cited in the brief estimated that there are roughly 150,000 transgender veterans, active duty service members, and members of the National Guard and Reserves. The plaintiffs in the original lawsuit are 6 active service members and 2 people seeking to enlist in the military. They are asking the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia for a preliminary injunction to put a hold on a couple of Trump executive orders that reverse a January 2021 executive order signed by President Joe Biden allowing transgender individuals to serve. The lawsuit is backed by a coalition of LGBT organizations that are helping to cover legal expenses. Oral arguments were scheduled to be heard on February 18, 2025, before Judge Ana Reyes. The Biden order undid a ban on transgender individuals from serving in the military implemented by Trump during his first term. Trump's first-term order reversed the Obama administration's policy that officially rescinded a long-standing ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. Under the Clinton administration's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that began in 1994, military officials were prohibited from asking about a service member's sexual orientation. However, service members who came out of the closet were subject to discharge. Obama ended Don't Ask, Don't Tell in 2011. Since World War II, LGBT individuals were released from the military under what came to be known as a Section 8 discharge. A Section 8 discharge resulted from a determination that a service member displayed behaviors incompatible with core military expectations or responsibilities. These included being homosexual, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. Specific reasons for discharge included psychiatric disorders, personality disorders, pathological lying, cross-dressing, and antisocial behavior, among others. The American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for 1973 declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder, a decision that proved to be a major catalyst for change. In 2019, the World Health Organization no longer classified transgenderism as a disorder. The foundation for Trump's January 27, 2025, executive order concerning the military was laid in a prior order signed on January 20, the first day of his second presidency. The January 20 order says in part, "It is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female. These sexes are not changeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself." The order defined a male as a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the small reproductive cell. A female is defined as a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell. The word sex is defined as an individual's immutable biological classification as either male or female, and the word is not synonymous with and has nothing to do with gender identity, the order said. The order defined the concept of gender identity as a fully internal and subjective sense of self, disconnected from biological reality. Under the terms of the order, federal funds shall not be used to promote gender ideology, it stated.